Right now, again, 60 degrees, kind of a fall-like morning. We welcome in Jerry Woodruff and Chris Bruns. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're fine. How are you doing this morning?
Not bad. Not bad. Got some rain last night?
We got some rain, and did you mention the first day of school coming up? Where did the summer go?
Yeah, it's over.
Hey, some of us parents are pretty excited.
Amen. Amen. Everybody's like, oh, some parents are like, it's over already. I'm like, are you kidding me? Thank goodness. No. I don't particularly enjoy summer. It's not like I get a break. And my wife certainly doesn't with all the kids home. She's thrilled. She's ready.
We're getting back to a routine.
Exactly. It's so much better with a routine. I'm 100% agree. I'm ready. We could have started a week ago and
sorry,
I'd be fine.
Kids.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way it is. But that was kind of an awakening, like, yeah, where did summer go?
It is an early start, it seems like. And
well,
so
that helps.
That's all right.
That helps explain it.
Yeah. Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, you guys met yesterday for, it wasn't a particularly long agenda, at least. I don't know how long the meeting lasted, but a couple items on there that we'll talk about. And I know you had some liquor licenses, some pretty routine items on the
agenda.
Yeah,
there were several things that were just kind of routine sorts of things we needed to take care of. One of them was probably most significant for the citizens of North Platte, and that it was the ratification or the agreement with the FOP Lodge number 26 here in Lincoln County, the Sheriff's Employees Association, where we approved that contract that was negotiated with their union.
Yeah, that's been a long process. I mean, that thing's been negotiated. We do this every couple of years. The negotiation started on this, months ago, and it goes back and forth between, you know, the rank and file over there at the sheriff's office and the detention center and management, which is, you know, the sheriff and Raleigh Kramer, Chief Deputy Raleigh Kramer, and then the Board of Commissioners, and they make a proposal, we make a proposal, and ultimately, seems like every year we kind of meet in the middle, and that's what shook out this year, and I'm pleased with how it fell. I know that Commissioner Hughley and Commissioner Weems worked very hard on that over the past several months, and I think it'll work out well for the taxpayers.
Yes, and we have great employees over there that have put in a lot of time and effort. Some of them have lengthy careers over there. And if they're performing well in their job, they need to be rewarded. So it's kind of a balance between we want to compensate them adequately, but we need to be a little bit frugal as well with the taxpayer money. But as Chris mentioned, meeting in the middle was appealing to both sides, and I feel very good about it. We have a two-year agreement in place, and it gives them some security, and we have some information that we can base our budgets on going forward.
Right.
And you know, when you look at our array, which is we do a lot of things by array, you know, our size and in scope of counties that are very similar to us. Mm-hmm. When you look at our array, we're right in the middle as far as competitiveness with these new numbers that we agreed upon for compensation and benefits yesterday with our sheriff's deputies and correctional personnel. And that's right where we want to be. We don't want to be back of the pack. We don't necessarily want to be leading from the front on this either because, you know, again, we've got to find that balance between being frugal and responsible with the taxpayers' money, but still, you know, ensuring that we have good services provided to the taxpayers as well.
I don't think anybody would disagree that you'd love to pay them as much as you possibly could, but obviously you have to be
conscientious
of
the budget.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, good to come to an agreement. I'm sure that's a weight off the shoulders of everyone.
Absolutely.
It's nice to have that signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah.
Very good. You had a discuss and consider the sale of a piece of roadway there in Sutherland.
Yeah. This has been an issue that's been percolating in the village of Sutherland for a few years now. I'm not going to get into all the details, but essentially they had some issues, good neighborly issues with a property owner and the village, and they were having some trouble getting to the village's water tower, some vital infrastructure that they had. And so they brought the issue to my attention several months ago and started looking at it. And I was like, this just isn't making sense. You're being blocked from getting to your your water tower. How is that possible? And so did some research on the deeds and come to find out a lot of that property up there is the village thought that some of it was theirs and then the rest was in the hands of private property owners. But come to find out almost everything that was in question is Lincoln County property. Years, decades ago, it was deeded to the county to cut a road in, a county road up to some acreages further up north, and that never happened. I mean, things change as far as trajectory of growth and everything, so never happened, but it was still our property. It was deeded over, and I don't envision that the county will ever need to utilize that, and neither did my colleagues yesterday during the meeting as we discussed it. And it just kind of made sense for us to go ahead, and state statute allows us to sell that for a fairly nominal amount. If it's in the best public interest, we can sell that to another local political subdivision. So we opted to do that and voted to do that for a dollar. So we'll go through the proper notice period. There's a 30-day notice that we've got to publish the legal definition of the property, the legal boundaries in the paper, and so we'll go through that process, and the Village of Sutherland, that their board of trustees will take it up and consider our offer. I can't imagine that they would say no, but I imagine that county property will end up being in the hands of Sutherland here in about a month or so for a dollar.
There you go. All right. Well, they'll be able to work it through there then.
Yep.
Again, most of the other things were fairly routine. Is there anything else from the agenda that jumped out to you?
One thing that came up, and this was kind of on short notice, and that was NACO, a National Association of County Officials, is having a meeting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin later this month. And Commissioner Hooler had been asked to attend that on Lincoln County's behalf. And after some discussion, it was determined that that would be a very appropriate thing to have someone from our board involved in some of those discussions. The dilemma is, though, is that was the Monday when we had the public hearing scheduled for some of the alternative energy projects.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to discuss here probably next week how we reschedule that sort of thing. But having Commissioner Wooler attend that conference in Wisconsin at the end of the month would be very beneficial for her to bring that information back to the folks here in Lincoln County.
Particularly because the National Association of Counties, great organization that represents counties all across the country, When they ask for us to have a voice, which is important to have a rural voice in that conversation.
Right.
I mean, the issue centers on a lot of this particular conference that she's going to has a lot of very urban issues associated with it. There are issues that extend into rural communities, but it's very easy for that conversation to be dominated by very urban voices, and so with her being able to attend and provide a rural voice in the mix is important. Plus, they're paying for it.
Oh,
yeah, we get compensated.
So they're going to reimburse Lincoln County for all of her travel expenses, which is a plus.
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely, we might as well have her, you know, lending a voice in that conversation.
So we approved attendance at that conference, and the unfortunate thing, as I'd mentioned, is she needs to be leaving on that Monday, the 28th, when we had scheduled those public hearings. So we'll have to reevaluate that timing, because both are very important subjects, and we cannot slide either one of them.
Okay, there'll probably be some changes for those then here very soon. All right, I assume you're going to be getting into budget at some point, aren't you?
Oh my goodness, this next month is going to be jam-packed. We got our initial budget packets yesterday, and they're pretty thick.
And I haven't read completely through it yet.
Neither have I. I cracked it open last night, and it helped me fall asleep. So it's pretty dry, but you know, we take it seriously. We're gonna, I say that tongue in cheek, but we're gonna be working. We'll have some workshops over the course of this month, and we have to get everything buttoned up and fine-tuned and finalized here relatively quickly.
Yeah, in a matter of just 4 or 5 weeks, things pretty well nailed down, and there'll be a public hearing in that regard. But Yeah, there's a lot of departments that are part of Lincoln County, and I had no idea of that until I got on the board. But when you get that budget packet like Becky Russell brought to us yesterday, then you kind of realize the magnitude of the finances of this county. And so, as Chris mentioned, it's a very important process that we go through, because we are dealing with taxpayer money and we want to get the best bang for the buck we can out of it. We don't want to slight any services or programs, but we got to be very conscious of where those funds are allocated.
And I would argue we have a lot of department heads and elected officials that are very cognizant of that. So this packet has all the budget requests for every office that we have, and you know, them explaining why they're asking for the money and you know, increases, and but really they are very fiscally minded, and that helps us tremendously. And we're on track. I've been keeping tabs with our county clerk. We should be able to reduce our property tax request again this year, and this will be the third year in a row that we'll be able to reduce property taxes. But it's all going to be determined on, you know, how the course of this month goes and the work that we put into it. So,
and another thing to mention is that, yeah, every one of those offices and departments is very fiscally responsible. Yeah. In fact, most every one of them, if not all of them, actually, at the end of the fiscal year, they actually have money they turn back in. They don't use all of their budget, and that's pretty refreshing that you see that sort of fiscal responsibility from those individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a thanks to them. All right. Well, your August book for the Lincoln County Commissioners Book Club is the budget then, right?
Yes.
That's the book of the month. Yeah.
That's the book of the month.
There will be quizzes. You guys
enjoy that. Thanks for your time, as always. Appreciate you guys coming in, and have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, you as Tanner. Well, sir. Thanks.